So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And it's this point on a Saturday morning when we kind of help you out with any problems you might be having with your car, your truck, your van, personal vehicle that you may need to take into your favorite dealer, your favorite shop to get repaired, but you want to know what's going on. Well, we found just the right person to analyze that over the radio. That's Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. He is he owns the joint, but he also is an ASE certified technician. And he's a good friend of ours here on CCO Radio. Nick, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And to you too, Danny. I did check. It is tomorrow at 10 o'clock that the solstice is here. So after tomorrow, folks, the days will get longer. So there's hope.
All right. there is a silver lining on that cloud. And actually, after Al's forecast, it'll warm up. We're going to get some definite melting this coming week. People will be using that windshield washer fluid a lot this coming week for sure. Again, if you have any question, you don't have to be a motorhead to do it. If you're experiencing some problems with your personal vehicle, call us or text us. But keep in mind, this time goes by so quickly. Nick takes his leave about 7:45, making way for Ted Ferrell's Wine Chat. So by all means, if you have a question, if you're having issues with your vehicle, we'd love to hear from you. Call us, text us, either way, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226. What's the biggest issue that people are bringing their vehicles into Lloyd's these days? Is it bad? I mean, given the cold weather, now we're going to have a break in that. But what's the biggest issue? Heat? Batteries, what?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, I would say, an old-fashioned start to winter. Obviously, it got cold and we got snow earlier than we had the last few years. And I think a lot of folks have maybe put off some of those recommended items and, you know, tires and batteries, wipers, all those things that, you know, it hasn't been that bad. Well, wait. Well, then it happened and we've been quite busy. And I think we're pretty full most of next week. Obviously, we have abbreviated week with Christmas and such. But I think folks are realizing that it's still December. We still have, you know, several more months, unfortunately, winter here ahead of us. So if you haven't gotten those tires done, don't risk it. You know, one accident costs a lot more than a set of tires. Wiper blades are not very expensive at all, and they can keep you seeing where you're headed down the road. If it's slow starting on a cold morning, that's kind of a warning to let you know the battery's getting weak. Have that tested. If it's, you know, if it's at the end of life, replace it now because it will likely get colder, and the last thing you want to do is be stranded somewhere on that cold morning.
I had my battery replaced. This is the second time at Lloyd's, I think, since I've owned the vehicle. And I was thinking as I was driving back home, how many batteries? You as a shop owner, I mean, are there just tons of variables of you know, different manufacturers, different size batteries? I mean, you must have to store quite a few.
I think at Lloyd's we have about 80 batteries. You know, many are duplicates because of popularity, but, you know, there used to be, it seems like, four batteries, yeah, right. four oil filters, one type of oil. It was two wiper blades, you know, and now we have, I don't know, 30 different wiper blades and probably 50 different batteries, another 30 oil filters, you know, a dozen different oils. It's, you know, but it's all not bad either because they've learned, the manufacturers have learned that we don't have to be wasteful. You know, the right size battery with the right vehicle is a good idea. The right amount of oil, a smaller oil filter for a smaller capacity might be not the worst idea. So I think they've learned ways to help not waste all this product, get the most out of it, you know, better fuel economy, better emissions. And I think they've done a good job there. It's just keeping up with it sometimes is a little difficult.
651-461-9226 is our phone number. It's also our text number if you prefer any kind of a car question this morning. Here's one that came in. A general question on car battery maintenance, texter says, are those red and green battery protectors any good? I heard they could prevent solid connection of the battery clamps. Also, is that red battery spray necessary when changing batteries? I've never had any corrosion issues. I just basically use a wire brush to ensure a solid connection. What are your thoughts?
I agree. A clean surface is the best surface. There's a lot of products and a lot of items out there that might advertise stains, and they might work, you know, but we don't use that. We use some baking soda and water, a brush, clean up the surface, dry it off. Make sure you have a good, firm connection there. Make sure the connections are tight, and it should be fine. But what happens is the battery ages, it starts to gas. And the way the electrons work, it starts to collect and create that corrosion, which is kind of a heads up to let you know the battery is nearing end of life. So if you have a lot of corrosion, it can be cleaned. It doesn't mean the battery needs replacement today or tomorrow. It can be tested and cleaned, prolong the life there. But a lot of those products, I'm not saying that they hurt, but you know, we don't use them because I don't think it's necessarily. I think if you do a good job cleaning and installing, it should work just fine.
That's one of those things we talk about. Cars run themselves, it seems like, and at least I should just speak for myself. I became kind of maybe lazy is the word, and I never clean the battery terminals.
We all have. We all have. I don't know. You know, we're supposed to check our oil. I'll be honest. Yeah. I don't know the last time I checked my oil. I mean, you probably do, Denny, because you're very organized and you do a great job. You know, you're one of the few. But it's we're so busy and there's so many indicators, so we become kind of complacent. You know, but it. You know, you're right. You know, next time you're filling up that vehicle with gas, you know, pop the hood, take a look. Look at the washer fluid, like you mentioned. We're going to need it this week. So if you're getting any gas this week, grab a jug of that stuff, top it off, put the balance in the trunk, and you'll probably need it before week's end again. So all the little things.
Yes, sir. A little preparation goes a long way. I've never seen a windshield change, but a texter wants to know, what's all involved in changing a windshield? I know there's a lot of glass companies out there that do a pretty good job, but I've never seen it done. Have you?
Yeah, we do. We have a partner that does that for us, and you know, it's essentially there's some adhesive that they glue the windshield down. So they need to break the old adhesive. They take a cutting tool, free up that glass from the body of the vehicle. They'll take some primer product to kind of prep that area, put the new adhesive in, reset the new windshield. It does need to set and cure for a bit. You know, typically this time of the year, they want to do it inside to make sure it's a better fit. Then we don't want any leaks or anything like that. But it's kind of fun to watch because you're like, wow, it didn't look that hard, mostly because the guys that do it every day, all day long, so they make it look easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we break, I reminded myself one Saturday morning when I was in the studio finishing on the air. It was probably 11 o'clock in the morning, and I was leaving to come back home. And my vehicle at the time was parked kind of just outside, you know, the station, not far. And it was pouring rain, and somebody must not have liked the show because I got in there and my whole rear window was gone. It was like somebody threw a brick in it, although there was no brick in the car. The whole back window was totally gone. And glass, of course, all over. And I thought, my goodness, was it that bad? But this was in the 11 o'clock in the morning. downtown Minneapolis. Well, I'm not going to comment on that. But but my point is this was kind of not an extra job, but because you've got those heating elements back there, right?
They the back windows, you know, an extra element of work there. And I do remember those parking spots. There was very few of them, so you had to make sure you – otherwise you were walking. So I usually had to walk because I didn't get there nearly as early as you did. But
that's true. Yeah, but anyways, pouring rain, but that was a whole other story. But yeah, that's and they did a great job. So, all right, we'll need to take a break. Let's invite our listeners again to join in on this conversation. Any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, we have 25 degrees. That's probably our high for the day. We're going to be dropping to about 3 or so above zero overnight. 28th, the high tomorrow, even warmer this coming week. For those that may need the help of Lloyd's Automotive, tell folks who don't know where you guys are located. How do we get in touch?
Yes, sir. So as always, if you have a question and you need some answers before you take it into your shop or dealership, we will help you. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're out doing a little last-minute holiday Christmas shopping on Grand Avenue, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. That's 2 blocks east of Lexington Parkway. And if you need more information, you can find our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
We will get you that information just before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. So call us and text us, 651-461-9226, with any car care question you may have. Here is another one. Storing a 2024 F-150 in a cold building, is it okay to hook a trickle charger to the battery? Is that a good idea or not?
We talk about these a lot. If it's if it has the float setting, mean like it's a little battery tender where it kind of a little less than an amp, and then as that battery voltage might go down a little bit, it'll top it off, I guess. A battery charger, per se, that's put in a couple amps could overcharge the battery, so I'd be very careful. Make sure it has that float setting, meaning that the charger itself can see that the battery's full and it'll stop. And if you don't know, I would wait. So, and it also depends how long is it going to be stored. You know, if it's it's a cold building, if it's just a couple weeks, maybe you don't have to worry about it. If it's the duration of the winter, it might be worth the investment of buying the right tool to keep that battery topped off.
All right, very good. Texter says this 2010 Sienna minivan, 228,000 miles on it, and I'm looking, Texter says, to have the transmission fluid changed. The last change was 50,000 miles ago, and it was a flush. My question is, what should this transmission change consist of? Just a drop and fill, pull the pan, or a regular flush? What would you recommend?
So, you know, they've changed a lot. You know, you go years and years ago, and the only thing we did was pulled the pan down, got a new filter. You end up replacing maybe a third of the fluid because there's a lot of fluid inside the transmission torque converter. Then they came along with those flushing machines where we would circulate through and get new fresh fluid in there. And then most common these days, based on design, is a drain and fill where essentially you pull a plug like you do with the motor oil, drain the fluid out. There's a capacity that gets put back in, and you're down on the road again. So not all transmissions have a replaceable filter. Depends on the make and the model. It depends on the condition of the fluid, if there's any debris or any signs of additional concern. But regular maintenance, most vehicles these days, is a drain and fill. I think if you do that on a regular basis, that's probably sufficient. Sounds like this person has quite a few miles on it. So, you know, if it is equipped with the filter, it might be not a bad idea. I would inquire with your shop or dealership and see what they have to say.
Well, that's something else for me to think about. Okay. Looking at another text, my check engine light comes on intermittently. And I had the code checked, and it's the fuel oxygen sensor. How important is that? Do I have this fixed immediately, or can I wait?
So depending on the vehicle, there could be anywhere between 2 and 4, sometimes more, oxygen sensors. Sometimes they're referred to as air-fuel ratio sensors. Essentially what they do is that they're mounted in the exhaust, sometimes before the converter, sometimes after the converter. And they're telling the computer how lean or rich the exhaust is, meaning is it burning all the oxygen or is it running too lean or too rich? That input goes back to the computer and adjusts accordingly. Depending, you know, there's many codes, and, you know, and this is always a frustration of mine. People get a code and they assume that that code tells you that's a faulty part. In actuality, that code gives you a fault in a system. Could it be an oxygen sensor? Sure, it could be. Could it be some wiring issues? It could be. Could there be air getting into the system, giving it a false reading. It could be. So let's not assume always that it's just a component. So I would say you had the code red. The next step is to have it completely diagnosed, figure out exactly what, where, when, and how, then make a better informed decision. An upstream oxygen sensor is a pretty good input to the computer. So if that is the faulty component, that probably should be done sooner than later. But once again, you need to do a little, get a little more information before you make that decision.
All right. Very good. Again, 651-461-9226. Any kind of a car care question you may have this morning. I know we don't talk about diesel vehicles very, very much here on the show, but I'm looking at a text, and we talk about warming up vehicles. This texter wants to know, how many minutes should a diesel pickup warm up on cold winter mornings? Is there any difference between just gas or diesel as far as warm up?
You know, I think even with the diesel fuels and the design of the vehicles, they've done a better job of making them handle the cold temperatures. You know, if you go back, you know, I'm a little bit older now, so used to plug them in. You'd have that screen on the front of the grill to keep the cold air out, and there was a lot of things you had to do to keep them running on those cold days. But I think that the way they're built and designed now, you know, you can start them up, give it a moment or two, but once it's up and running, I think the vehicle itself is satisfied. It's more back to our comfort where we want, you know, it might take a little bit longer to get the heat going in the vehicle. Maybe while the car is warming up, you can clear the windshield and do those types of things. It just take a minute or two, but I don't think you need to let it run overly long.
Okay. Here's a question we get every year about this time, and I know you always try to clarify it. What does wind chill have to do with our vehicles? Now, I know wind chill generally is talking about the human skin, but I swear when it's windy and it's 10 below, my car definitely cools down a lot faster.
I think it'll cool it down faster, but the ambient temp is all the colder the car can get.
Yeah,
you know, the windshield's what burns our skin. That's what makes us uncomfortable, sometimes extremely uncomfortable. But I think all that really will do is cool the vehicle down quicker. But once it hits whatever ambient temp is, that's all the colder the car can get.
That's it. So if it's 10 below with no wind, it's 10 below. That's it.
Correct.
And with the wind, it's still 10 below for as far as the car is concerned. Maybe it's just perception. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Patrick, checking in from St. Paul, I believe. Patrick, thank you very much. What is your question for Nick?
Good morning. I've got a 2018 GMC Yukon XL, and periodically I would smell gasoline in the passenger compartment. It's becoming a little more frequent. It seems more likely when the vehicle is above three-quarter full, and unfortunately my driveway is at a bit of a slant, so when it's parked, it's kind of nose down in the driveway. I'm wondering if that's any kind of a problem, or if you have any ideas on what it might be, waiting to get it in by mechanic.
Well, obviously if you're smelling it, it's venting from somewhere. I would usually expect, though, if there was something within the containing of the fuel and the fuel vapors, you know, there's the fuel tank, charcoal canister, there's a series of lines and hoses and some solenoids and switches. But if one of those was faulty, typically I'd expect the check engine light to be on with that. So if the check engine light is on, obviously we have a code that can kind of head us in one direction. You know, a lot of times we need to get there and visually look. You know, we mentioned little critters, sometimes they can get up on top of the fuel tank and eat away at something to create a little bit of a, not necessarily a gas leak, but enough of a vapor leak that we're under the right situation, you might smell that. So I would probably get it in. If you're not seeing any fuel on the ground, obviously you don't have a significant leak. But, you know, the fact that you can smell it should be enough of an alarm to say this should be a bit of a priority and get on somebody's schedule.
Very good. Good luck with that, Patrick. Question from a listener via text. Why do my 2023 Chrysler van brakes make a high-pitched, piercing hum while initially backing out of the garage? But after driving, they don't do that when backing up. That happens a lot. It happens in my vehicles, too.
It does. You know, condensation, moisture. I will call it some surface corrosion on that brake rotor. The brake rattles, the rotor is bare steel. So it gets overnight on a humid garage, or if you pull your vehicle in and it's wet or snow, and as it melts, it's going to create a little corrosion there. When you back the vehicle out in the morning, you apply the brakes, it has to clean that corrosion off, and that's what you hear. And, you know, my truck sits outside, and I have the same. I go down the driveway, and the first time I touch the brakes, I get a little squeak from time to time, and it's just that. It's just a little bit of corrosion. It's gone after that first stop or two. So nothing to worry about. you know, we do get that call a lot and that question a lot, but I promise you that your brakes are working, and it's just that, just cleaning up a little bit of corrosion.
Forget about it. Okay. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break, have a look at that forecast. When we come back, we'll have more questions via text and your phone calls. Any car care questions, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. And welcoming your car care questions, either by phone or by text, as usual. 651-461-9226. All right, here is yet another text. Nick, texter says, I recently purchased a Silverado 2025 HD, and now I'm hearing there may be issues with the Allison transmissions. Are you able to shed any light on that, or have you seen any problems? What is that texter talking about? Do you know?
There are some fitments on some of the Chevrolet or GM trucks that have some transmission issue, but I don't think it's that transmission. I think it's for more, not the HD, but more the half ton or like the SUVs. I don't think, because I have the same truck mine's been fine, so I don't think it's that. I think it's the other transmission. I think you're fine, and as always, you know, every make and model has their hiccups, and I wouldn't be too worried, because they have there's a warranty, and if they get the problem resolved, they'll have a recall. So just, I wouldn't be overly concerned. I wouldn't go get rid of the vehicle, but I think it's a different transmission that they're having problems with. I don't think it's the one that fits that vehicle.
Okay. I know we had a question earlier about warranties. If somebody has bought that special warranty, you know, down the road, does Lloyd's Automotive work on those? You guys accept those, right?
We will absolutely accept an extended warranty. And the little disclaimer is those extended warranties are a form of payment. And what I mean by that is, obviously, the salesperson, when you're buying the vehicle, tells you everything and how great it is. And that sometimes is true, but I will also tell you, after a few years, sometimes that's not always true. And they, a lot of times, will not approve certain repairs. And we do our very best to negotiate and make sure we have a very clear explanation. And we read the contract very carefully, so we're doing the very best for the consumer as we can. So just be very careful with those extended warranties. Some of them are just great. Some of them not so much. And as always, you get what you pay for. So if it's really inexpensive, it probably doesn't cover as much as they're telling you. So just keep that in mind.
And read everything. Grabbing a phone call this morning, Dave checking in from Blaine, I believe, this morning. Hi, Dave. What is your question for Nick?
Hi, guys. See, I have a question regarding wiring harnesses. I've noticed, you know, years ago they used a soybean covering. Are they still doing that? I've had some issues with that, the mice, with them soybean harnesses.
We see that, and I don't know what they make the product they make them out of, but we're still told that, and I don't know if on the newest vehicles, but there's certain manufacturers over the years that seem to be more susceptible to rodent eating certain wiring harness in certain areas, and you know, they've made tape that the critters don't like the taste of, that sometimes you can wrap on there, and some other products. But as far as how they've evolved, I honestly don't know. I'd hope that they take that into consideration and make an adjustment so it's not as attractive as something for them to chew on.
All right, very good. Thank you for the call. This texter, all right, I'm jumping ahead here. We're getting more as we speak. Here's a 2011 Chevy Silverado. The rims are getting a little bit rusty. Is this ever a safety concern?
No, we talked about this a couple weeks back. Depending on the makeup of the wheel, if it's a aluminum type product, a lot of times that corrosion, as it bubbles up, can allow to have a bead leak. So we can have a tire that'll get low on air. I don't think it's any kind of safety issue, but if you are adding air on a semi-regular basis to your tires, probably worth taking it in, have them dismount the tire, clean that bead surface of the wheel and the tire, put some product on there to help seal it up and put it back together.
Okay. Now, this listener, Nick, has a light on their dash that says stabilization bar. What is that?
So if there's something where it says stable track is really what it is kind of when we hit slippery spots as we're accelerating down the road, the car knows at what rate all four wheels are spinning. just like braking, you know, anti-lock brakes. It's kind of the acceleration version of the anti-brake system, so it keeps us from spinning our tires and getting out of control. So usually you'll see on an icy day or a slippery day that some of those systems are actuating or operating. You might hear a little buzzing or humming that associated with that, but that's just the car trying to keep you straight on the road.
All right. Good morning. Texture says, I stored my vehicle covered and in a heated garage, so I need to use a trickler for the battery, unhook the battery, or leave it as is. It'll be parked until April or May. So there you go with a heated garage. What about just unhooking the battery?
That will take away any kind of draw on the battery, obviously. And it's fairly minimal. You know, once a car's at rest and it's been shut down, there's very minimal draw, just kind of keep live type material. You can disconnect the battery. That's fine. You can put a trickle charger on there or remove it. You know, I think all three options are reasonable, I would say, based on accessibility. So if that battery's buried and it's complicated, I would probably leave it alone. Maybe you can go out, you know, in a month or 6 weeks from now, and maybe just check the battery voltage if you have that capability. If you're not sure, maybe put the battery tender on there for, you know, a few days or a week to kind of let it top it off. But usually in a heated, controlled environment, it should probably be okay. But I would just, you know, if you're curious enough, you can do the small steps, and that might kind of help you a little bit.
Here's, I think, a good question or comment. Texas says, I have my headlights always set on auto. Is that the best setting? Sometimes in bad weather, the radio, meaning CCO, of course, will give drivers a reminder, fully turn on your headlights. Sometimes I wonder if my taillights are actually on with that automatic setting. How should headlights be set? Now, that's really, I think, important, especially given not only heavy rains, but the wind and the snow that we have. So many people set it on auto. You can't see their taillights, and in some cases, their headlights are not on.
Well, we always have our daytime running lights on. Now the
unless you turn them off.
And if you have it on auto as it gets dark, that little light element on the base of the windshield or behind the rearview mirror will sense that. It'll turn all the lights on like they're all operating as if you turned them fully on. If you're concerned and it's, you know, not quite dark, but the weather's not the best, you can turn them on. There's nothing wrong with that. Just have to remember to shut them off, because as we've all become accustomed to, you know, and most often your car will ding at you or beep at you when you try to leave the vehicle if the headlights are left on. But in some cases, they don't do that. We end up with a dead battery. So if you're the type where, you know, it's kind of in between weather-wise, maybe it's a little bit foggy, but not quite, you know, enough to make those lights come on, you can turn them on. There's no problem with that. And if it gets dark enough, all the lights will come on as they're designed anyways. You know, you'll notice that if you go into the tunnel going through Minneapolis, you get, you know, a few feet into it, also the lights pop on, but then you get back on, right. They pop back off. So the same kind of idea. Or you go into a car wash, the same thing will happen. So, you know, the cars are designed to pretty well protect us, but if you're kind of in that cusp where you're not very comfortable, turn them on, but just don't forget to shut them off.
But keep in mind, too, in snow, in rain, when there's weather happening, it's the law. Turn on your headlights. See a lot of folks who, I think they just forget, you know, because it's on auto. All right, that's for a whole nother show. I tell you what, we have to run. Make way for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat. But in the meantime, Nick, tell everybody who needs some help from Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
Always. If you have a question, you know, we're there most days, not the weekends, but we're there most days. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And like I mentioned earlier, if you're out doing your final shopping before Christmas here, we're at 982 Grand. Stop and say hi. If you need any more information, our website's full of a whole bunch of stuff there. So check it out at lloydsautomotive.net.
We'll do that very thing. And again, Nick, to you and your crew and your family, their families, Merry Christmas, and let's do this the Saturday after Christmas.
That sounds like a day, Tanny. You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.